Warm greetings, friends, near and far. The Lord Jesus Christ be magnified forever and ever. This is Sinner Saved coming at you with the following short evangelistic gospel message, which is sponsored by preacher Wayne Boyd and the Brethren in Christ at First Baptist Church located in Almont, Michigan, USA. And God willing, this broadcast will reach you, Lima Charlie, loud and clear. It is my hope and prayer unto God Most High, the only Holy Father, that His only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, the Lord our righteousness, be greatly exalted, that His everlasting gospel be clearly proclaimed, that the pride of mere flesh and blood men be humbled, and that His elect saints be greatly encouraged and comforted in these evil and perilous days. Please consider having paper and pencil handy to jot down the scriptural references for your own follow-up study. And so, we begin with the weekend gospel message to follow for all hands. Heads up! Please find enclosed encouragement in so great salvation by the perfect and finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ in saving poor, needy, and wretched sinners by His sovereign free grace, that is to say, Almighty God and His unmerited favor to save me and you from our sins and from hell. A reading from Psalm 77, verses 11 through 15. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? Thou art the God that doest wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people. Thou hast with thine arm redeemed thy people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph. Selah. The King of Glory. Oh, hear the ransomed army sing, salvation to our God. All glory to our mighty King, who on the earth once trod. The Lamb of God came down to earth to save His chosen race. Behold His wondrous virgin birth and condescending grace. Christ dwelt on this terrestrial ball, a wonder we confess. He came to save us from the fall and bring in righteousness. So at that long appointed hour, the Savior bled and died. His sacrifice had mighty power. The law He satisfied. Christ triumphed over death and sin and went back to His throne. Soon He will come back to earth again to take His people home. Then all the ransomed host will sing, and on Him honors pour, proclaim the glories of the King, and worship evermore. Identically clothed. Walking in a store sometimes back, I spotted identical twin boys. They had the same features and were dressed exactly alike. Although I could not discern any difference between them, Mom and Dad certainly could. From my vantage point, neither boy could ever complain of parental favoritism as to their attire and outward grooming, for they were identical to me. So it is with all of the people of God. Each was loved with everlasting covenant love. Each was chosen unto salvation in the election of grace. Each was redeemed from among men by the blood of the Savior, and each was called at different times by the power of the Spirit. Though those things are true, yet when set alongside all the other children of God, they are alike. All of His children are the Lord's favorites, all are special to Him, and all are predestinated to be conformed to the image of His Son, Romans 8:29. All are saved by the same grace, ransomed by the same price, and equally righteous through the Lord our righteousness, see Jeremiah 23:6. The obedience of the blessed Savior has been imputed to us, and one garment covers all of the Father's little ones. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. For He hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. Isaiah 61:10. In Jesus Christ, all of the Lord's children are beautiful, having neither spot or blemish or any such thing. Ephesians 5:27. Each child of God blesses the name of the Father who commanded, bring forth the best robe and put it on him. That was the Master saying that in Luke 15:22. In that great eternal day when the saints of God will be gathered together at the throne of the Lamb, we shall all be dressed in the righteousness of Christ. And a reading from Revelation 7:13 through 14. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, These are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. And those previous two messages were from Preacher Jim Bird of 13th Street Baptist Church, located in Ashland, Kentucky, USA. Who makes the difference? Two unbelieving friends attended a service where the gospel of God's sovereign grace in Christ was faithfully proclaimed. Both men entered the same building, sat on the same pew, sang the same hymns, read with the congregation the same scriptures, listened to the same prayers, and heard the same message by the pastor. Toward the end of the sermon, one man was suddenly disturbed in his heart. He discovered he was a sinner, deserving the vengeance of a holy God. He then heard of the justice of the Lord in punishing Jesus Christ in the stead of guilty rebels, so that God could be just and justify the ungodly. Quite mysteriously and suddenly a hunger arose within his heart for the blessed Savior. He was thirsty for the water of life. He realized acceptance with a holy God was only in Christ Jesus, and he believed the Son of God. His friend, however, was unaffected by the message. In fact, he thought the sermon would never end so he could go and eat lunch. He was irritated because the preacher labeled everyone a sinner, and that offended him. He was glad when the service was over. Both men left the building together. One of them was the same as when he entered. The new believer left rejoicing in the amazing grace of God through Christ. Who made the difference between those two men? Why did one believe while the other remained firm in his unbelief? The Bible's answer is, The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. That was the Master telling Nicodemus that, and you can read it in John 3:8. For who maketh thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou didst not receive? Now if thou didst receive it, why dost thou glory, as if thou hadst not received it? 1 Corinthians 4:7. So then it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that sheweth mercy. Romans 9:16. Thankfully so. Hallelujah. The sinless Savior. In the New Testament, we are continually reminded of the sinlessness of our Savior. Unlike all others born into this world, our Lord Jesus was not made of the seed of Adam, so as to be contaminated by sin, but of the seed of the woman, which we read in Genesis 3:15. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, the pure, perfect, and immaculate God-man. The Apostle Peter wrote of our blessed Redeemer and said, He did no sin. 1 Peter 2:22. The Apostle Paul wrote of him and said, He knew no sin. 2 Corinthians 5:21. The Apostle John wrote of him and said, In him was no sin. 1 John 3:5. Christ our Savior was the perfect sacrifice to God and therefore the suitable Redeemer for us. He offered himself without spot to God. Hebrews 9:14. The manner of God's love. Those whom God loves and those whom he will love are those whom he has always loved without change in Christ. This love is an everlasting love. It has no beginning, and praise be to God. It has no end. See Jeremiah 31:3. This love does not change because our God who is love does not change. See Malachi 3:6. This love is conditional. It is found only in Christ. See 2 Timothy 1:9. Having this love shed abroad in our hearts, we can declare with the Apostle Paul in Romans 8:38 through 39, I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. That message was from Preacher Kevin Thacker. Faith. is not life-giving, but proof of life. Faith is not a work for salvation, but a work of salvation. Faith is not what saves us, but is certain proof God has saved us. Faith is not a condition we meet, but the condition God's Spirit puts in us to make us meet. See Colossians 1:12. Is all this important? Do we split theological hairs here? Negative! No! For the glory of God is at stake. That other false gospel says man or faith is man's work, man's will. But no, faith is not of yourselves, but the gift of God. Ephesians 2:8. Faith is according to the working of his mighty power. Ephesians 1:19. Therefore, it is to the praise of the glory of his grace. Ephesians 1:6. And not rather to the praise of our faith. That was from Preacher Mahan. Safe in his hands. A reading from Song of Solomon 2:6. His left hand is under my head, and his right hand doth embrace me. Our salvation in Christ is sure, safe, and certain as the powerful hands of God. Please see Daniel 4:35, John 10:27 through 30. Believer, you are in good hands with Christ, being made one with him. John 17:22. His hands are sovereign hands, able to save. Wherefore, he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Hebrews 7:25. All right, sorry about that interruption. I had to stop recording for a moment. Okay, but we're back to the hands of the Lord. His hands are strong hands, able to keep us from falling. Jude, verse 24. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Hallelujah, what a promise. His hands are tender hands, able to teach us the way of salvation. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. That's the Master saying that in Matthew 11, verses 28 through 29. His hands are wise hands, able to guide us, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Psalm 95:7. His hands are loving hands that were wounded to put away our sin. Now once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Hebrews 9:26. His hands are caring hands, able to supply all our need in him. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19. And that message was from Preacher Tom Harding of Zebulun Grace Church, located in Pikeville, Kentucky, USA. It is written in Isaiah 45:22, where our Lord Jesus commands, "Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else." Friends, it is imperative that you flee to Christ Jesus today, not tomorrow, for none of us are promised another day on this earth. Planet. Today is the day of salvation. Call upon the name of the Lord while he may be found, and seek him while he is near. Only by being in Christ, the ark of our salvation, may we be delivered from the fierce wrath of Almighty God, which is coming soon upon the wicked. This about wraps up this evening's broadcast. I trust Almighty God will awaken his sleeping elect and draw multitudes of men, women, and children around the world to his only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, the Lord our righteousness, Yehovah Tsidkenu. Bless the name, Baruch Hashem. If you're a letter of the Lord to contribute funds to sponsor future shortwave world band radio broadcasts, then please go to wwcr.com and get their mailing address to send your donation. Please remember to indicate that it's for the Storm Warning broadcast. wwcr.com. Of interest here is that there are hundreds of millions of poor folks that don't have access to modern-day smartphones, tablets, laptops, or computers, but they do have old-fashioned, inexpensive radios, and that's how they're able to listen to this particular everlasting gospel message of our Lord Jesus Christ. I greatly appreciate those of you that have donated funds. In doing so, you are propagating Almighty God's everlasting gospel around the world. And to the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ, the soon coming Son of Righteousness, rising with healing in his wings unto those that fear him in his holy name. Talk about a glorious, eternal future, people. If you'd like to communicate, then please feel free to write. The email address is TheLordBeMagnified@gmail.com. And please indicate, tell me what country you're from, if you have a computer, that is, and what life is like where you live, and look forward to writing you back. Again, the address is TheLordBeMagnified@gmail.com. Great is our Lord Jesus Christ, and greatly to be praised. Take heart, friends, our mighty and glorious King of Glory is inbound for his afflicted saints. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Maranatha!